Welcome to the About Sex podcast. I'm Josh, and with me is Angela Skirtu. Who are you, Angela?
I'm a sex therapist and a marriage therapist here in St. Louis, Missouri.
Yay, Missouri.
Missouri.
And today we're talking about penis immersion therapy. therapy. Seems that one needs an echo there. So what is that? So penis immersion therapy, why would you need something like that? Why would you need to be surrounded by so many dicks? Yes, this is a serious
You love this
topic.
This actually is a serious topic. But there are people who are, I guess, penis challenged would be the way.
So they have a little bit of a phobia seeing a penis.
Of seeing it, of touching it, of having it in their mouth.
Tasting it.
It's interesting. They'll be okay with it being in their vagina, but all the others they'll be concerned about.
Oh. Well, I'm sure some have the vaginal
some
problem.
Some have
with it
that
as well.
Too, but I haven't met those just yet.
I'm sure.
But so, yeah, like, basically, it's a person who really has never had a chance to get comfortable with the penis. Often, this is a woman.
Yes.
I will be honest. Okay. And it's somebody who's married.
Well, yeah, if it's a man, I mean, how are you going to be afraid of your own dick?
I mean, yeah, and what's interesting is I want to explain that this goes both ways, but usually it's still a woman. Mm-hmm. A woman can either be uncomfortable with the penis of her partner or uncomfortable with her own vagina.
Uh-huh.
Like, and so there can be vagina phobia as well, but usually it's
a man
could
have a vagina phobia, maybe.
Man can as well for the similar reasons. And let me kind of give you reasons why people could be concerned with the genitals or a little bit standoffish.
Okay.
So, if you've never seen a penis or you haven't been exposed to a lot of penises...
I've never seen one.
You have to. You
I've
have your
never,
own penis.
I never get exposed to any penis.
If you haven't been exposed to it a lot, then you can get worried, you know? And
yeah, you don't. It's something new.
It's something new. And
new
they
is
do,
scary.
Let's throw it out there. They look funny. I mean, I don't know. Like,
what?
The genitals... They're I know, like, some people try to create them artistically, and I appreciate this, but the reality is they look funny. They're hairy.
They're
wet.
Hairy, floppy pieces of skin.
Yeah, and, like, when you touch them too much, they get more wet. So
they
like
get inflamed.
Yeah, and, like, so if you're already a person who's a
they
germaphobe.
They spit at you.
They spit at you.
Like, come on. So rude. We just met.
Think of it. If you're already germaphobic and there's liquid coming out of this thing, and it's sticky.
It's also a part of the body that also expels waste.
It does. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that some people might have a little bit of a phobia or fear of touching it. And I think the reason that they can take it inside is that, well, it's already dirty in their own space. So they're like, okay, well, this is okay. And maybe they have, like, motives, like, I want to have a kid. So I will deal with this to get through it.
Push through. Somehow we'll make it.
But usually what's happening is they're afraid to touch it. They're afraid to look at it. They're afraid to put it in their mouth. They just don't. Like the penis, they're struggling with it.
Yeah. So is it sometimes tied to trauma?
It can be. Sometimes not, though.
No?
I mean, it can go both ways on that. But I've seen situations where there's not necessarily a trauma involved.
Okay.
Like if somebody doesn't know what one looks like, but they've seen another penis, like a penis of a dog or an animal, they might worry that the penis will look like that.
Well, maybe if they've only seen horse penises. Uh-huh. They might assume all penises are 8 foot long, 5 feet wide.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. Our system is not always big on educating people. And one piece of educating is just seeing penis.
Seeing penises.
Usually it's a cartoon and it's a diagram, but, like, I think it's important for people to
see
penises
penis.
And have them be normalized.
Yeah. Yeah. We really try to make sure kids are not exposed to any. They call it pornographic images, but the reality is you can have nude photos that are educational as well.
Actually, our daughter has a book called A Look Inside Your Body, and there's the naked kid with a
penis. But it's
a
cartoon.
And a naked kid with a vagina.
But it's still a cartoon.
It is a cartoon, but it's still just like, this is normal. It's naked. On every page, they are naked, and in one page, they explore it a little bit.
Even in anatomy books, biology books, which are actually teaching human physiology, they still use artist renderings. They don't use real photos. They don't use real images. It's so weird. Some reason we're okay with a representation of the genitalia, but seeing an actual genitalia, they're, oh no, somebody called
you
Jesus.
Can only do a cartoon. It's like, actually, no, we need to get comfortable with bodies. I think
so.
That's
just,
a piece
they just
of it.
Haven't been exposed to a
no,
lot.
No.
So what is the treatment in this penis exposure therapy?
Well, First, I have to see how bad the situation is, because some people are scared of penises. Some people are just disgusted by them.
Yeah.
Some people are just annoyed or uncomfortable, and they need to like learn to get more comfortable. So first, I just kind of assess how bad the situation is.
Yeah.
But then I try to immerse them in penis, essentially. Yeah. So like, how do you do that?
So it's, is it a slow process?
It's a slow process. I let them take it at like their own pace, but some of it may be actually looking at pictures of penises.
So first look at some photos.
It could be cartoons first, you know, seeing a bunch of cartoon penises or books that show penises. But then you do kind of have to move on to more dick pics. What's that?
You also mentioned that you might have them look at images of puppies that are put into phallic positions.
I did suggest this. Sometimes, you know, if it's a disgust factor, if you can reassociate the penis with something more positive, like a puppy, or like, I don't know, like there are a lot of phallic images.
Like you take two ice cream and then a banana.
An ice cream scoop, yeah, sure.
Or maybe for a whole week, anytime you make food, it has to be shaped like a penis. And so you're just eating penis shaped
foods. If it makes them feel comfortable,
or
if you are laughing about it, or you are just getting more comfortable, then you are doing penis immersion therapy.
I think that should be it. I think that should be it right there. The treatment is making all your food shaped like dick.
Like mashed potato penis.
Yeah. Like if you have a hamburger, you have to have the buns side by side and then ketchup down the middle.
I suggest people will look up images that are phallic shaped that make it more calming. And the reason I suggested a puppy is because puppies are cute.
Yeah. Nobody sees a puppy and gets freaked out.
It's like, oh, you're such a cute puppy. I want to pet you.
You want to be petting.
You want them to be more comfortable touching a dick. So if you think of a puppy, puppies you want to pet and kiss, right?
Right. I see what
you
did there.
You see where I'm going to
the
next step.
Therapists have their ways of tricking you into doing things you never thought you'd do.
First of all, they're coming asking me to do this stuff, so I'm
and
never
then
forcing
you trick
anybody
them into it.
I just guide them to do the very things they're there for.
Right.
So.
I'm messing with you.
But there is some trickery. I think that's worth saying that like sometimes your brain just kind of has these setbacks or these blocks.
You're great at finding excuses to not do things.
Yeah, so I do think there is a little bit of self-manipulation or trickery to get sometimes past your blocks.
Oh, everybody likes a little self-manipulation.
Well, so then that's the next step, though. So after you get comfortable with pictures and just seeing penis on a regular basis, then the next step is actually seeing it in person. And if you have a partner who's willing to do this, like having them be naked around you a little more and having the penis comfortable.
Yeah. So if you have a partner, that's easy. Also, if you're a woman, it's also easy. All you have to do is go to your local public park and keep asking. Eventually, somebody will show it to you.
I need to see a penis. Does anybody have a penis to show me?
Make sure they don't have a badge on when you ask.
A badge? That's
like a
funny
cop.
I know. It just made me laugh. I knew what you meant, but it's just funny. Yeah. Don't ask a cop to show him your penis unless he's a stripper.
But don't do it in public. Have him come back to your place.
But like,
and
first
show
of all, you don't have to go to a park. You can go to a strip club where it's legal.
Sure, that's a little safer, I guess.
See some penises that way.
It's
like,
not illegal to ask people to show your penis. There's nothing illegal about that
Sex
at all.
Sex in public, nude in public
no,
is not
you have
so
them
safe.
Come back to your home to show it to them, and then you send them out.
I'm not suggesting this is a part of my penis immersion therapy.
I know.
But usually these people are already in a relationship.
I'm just throwing out these great ideas, and whatever sticks.
He's so helpful, guys.
I know.
Anyhow.
Don't tell cops to show you your penis.
They wouldn't know to do that if you hadn't told them.
I know.
But so like the next stage might be getting comfortable with your partner's penis around you, like having them walk around naked, sitting around naked with each other.
Be nude.
And then I actually have them go a step further when they're ready and just play with the penis a little bit, but not necessarily to manipulate it to ejaculation.
Right.
If it happens, okay, it happens. But it's really more to just get comfortable with a penis in your hands.
Like maybe put a hat on it.
Sure. If you want to put a hat on the penis.
Put a little coat on it.
That's okay, because it's a positive association. And anytime you're creating, if a coat and a hat makes you look at that penis and laugh or smile, then that is still good.
That's good.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Or maybe you get like paint. You play, you know, finger paints and make it all colorful and you
Why
just
not?
Play.
Actually, they have those, don't they? Like those paints
body
that
paints?
You body paint. Yeah. Why not? Paint the penis.
Yeah. Paint the penis.
Yeah, paint
Amen.
It. Put food on it. Why not?
Oh, yeah. Food is delicious.
Yeah. But essentially, it's get comfortable with the penis in some way.
Yeah.
And if there's specifically a problem with the ejaculate, then I have them.
Oh, okay.
I have them leave the ejaculate somewhere on their body for a time to get comfortable with
it. So people have aversion to just the ejaculate.
Yeah. Sometimes the ejaculate is what they have an aversion to.
So how do you fix that? You just have them get covered in it?
Well, I have them first. I first see if it's just focused on the ejaculate or if they have a sensation with that with a lot of liquids. Mm-hmm. Some people, it's anything viscous like that.
I know. I've met people that they have a problem with like sticky things or wet things.
So if it's that case, then we have to just learn. They have to learn how to work through that.
Well,
those sensory issues.
I don't like when my socks are wet. That drives me mad.
I don't like wet socks either.
It's not just me then.
Yeah, but that me assessing that helps me to see just how big the problem is, because it might not just be associated with cum. It might be like, oh, in general, I'm bad with viscous things.
Then you can expose them to less viscous things to start.
Yeah, maybe. You might start slow and work your way up. Yeah, and just, but you do,
you work your way up
with
to
exposure
ejaculate.
Therapy. You do. You put it somewhere and you make them leave it there for a time, and then you help them to like internally like get comfortable with having this thing. Like, you're not gonna die, you're not gonna get some sort of like horrible disease because you have this here. It starts with that, then it moves to neutral. Like, okay, this is just a substance, I can clean it off soon, I will be okay.
Right.
And then it moves over time until they can just get comfortable. Sometimes with ejaculate, you might not start with ejaculate, you might start with a what do you call it? Those lubricants?
Some
lubricants
that
are
kind of like
similar
it.
And look like it. And you might start with that and then move to it. But I do. I have them put it on a part of their body and get comfortable with it being there.
Yeah, but those are cold. You don't want that on there.
Well, you can warm it up.
You could put it in the microwave.
It's funny, but people will make different. Like, if it's different, it's different. Like, if it's one thing they're afraid of, then that's the thing they I don't know.
They just don't want to touch it.
There's
that.
Not always a rational reason, really.
No. You never know.
Yeah. And then over time, the more they get comfortable with penis, then the easier it is for them to.
So what's the final step?
Well, really, I mean, the final step is just after they've had a lot of exposure.
Put it in their
then
mouth?
Once they're at the place where they're I mean, they can if they want to,
they
but I never force anybody to put it in their mouth.
Well, okay. But if that was the problem, is they didn't want to put it in their mouth, you know.
Well, we see where their goal is.
See what their goal,
you know,
what
like
their personal goal is. They want to be able to give oral sex, or if they want to just be able to be in the same room as a penis.
Yeah,
that's the goal. So it's the client that
it's
sets that goal.
It's the client that sets the end result, not me.
Sure.
But some people
you don't
do.
Don't want to pressure anybody to do anything they don't want to do.
I
know,
because I don't think it's being a good lover if you pressure somebody.
Well,
and
you're
it's not
a good
therapist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm modeling as a therapist. Like
what the lover
principles
be
for being
too.
A good lover. And so in that regard, if I'm pushing somebody to do something they don't want to do, then I'm not modeling the behavior of being a good lover or a good guide in their therapy.
Right.
But they set the end result. If they want to eventually do oral sex, then we try to find positive things for that. Like maybe it's if they can think of it like a lollipop, or they think of it like an ice cream comb, or they actually put something sweet on the penis to make it a little bit more positive of experience.
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves lollipops. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well, essentially, though, you're still just trying to reassociate that situation with
a positive
outcome. Yeah. And you might have them think about it a while before doing it and imagining it being positive.
Now I'm thinking about lollipops.
Now you're thinking he wants to get a lollipop. We'll get you a dum-dum later.
We're out.
Oh, no. We
I
need
gave
dum-dums.
Them all to Olivia.
Yeah. Our daughter loves dum-dums. Mm-hmm. She's so cute.
They're delicious.
Yeah. But so anyhow, then that's the end. It's wherever they want to stop. And usually once they've associated positive things with the situation, then it's easier for them to experience. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Well, that's penis immersion therapy in a nutshell for you. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a really, I mean, if you have an aversion to penises, it's probably really hard to go through, you know, while we giggle about it. It's like reality is that's probably tough.
Yeah.
You know?
It still takes some work.
Because if you have a phobia about anything, and I'm sure everybody has something they're afraid of. Like spiders, or
like
heights,
if you're afraid of spiders, it's a similar treatment for spiders. You
having
get them comfortable with pictures
arm,
of
know.
Spiders, then you moved. Like this treatment is just
it works
it's phobia
everything.
Therapy. You
so
know,
you just
exposure
gave
therapy.
Away the keys to the whole cabinet. Now people know how to solve all their problems. Yeah,
well, usually people still need a guide because they're so scared that they need, you know, like they need help with rationalizations.
Yeah.
They need help with like they're asking you to do it, but they're really. They're asking you to be their accountability partner, too, as the therapist.
Yeah.
And so, it's a similar treatment for any exposure therapy.
Keep them accountable. Keep them on track.
And giving them positive feedback. You did such a great job looking at that penis picture.
Good
I'm
job.
Proud of you.
Well, thank you.
You need praise.
I feel so good for having looked at it. Yeah.
It's hard to do. And they need somebody to make them feel less crazy, because sometimes people feel like, oh, I'm so stupid.
They don't
want to
feel broken.
Way.
Yeah, but the reality is everybody has issues.
Everybody's
has
got something.
A fear of something or a phobia or something they have an issue. And it's, if you want to get over it, that's why you find a therapist like Angela Skirtu, who has an office down in Baldwin, Missouri. Her website is
www.therapistinst.louis.com.
And if you want to find us, we are the About Sex Podcast. You can find us at aboutsexpodcast.com. I'm Josh.
And I'm Angela.
Have a good night.
Thank you for coming.